Morning commuters on the Golden Gate Bridge had an "Is that what I think it is?" moment on Tuesday morning. Just before 9 a.m., at the tail end of rush hour, a deer bounded onto the bridge and galloped across the entire span before taking the 19th Street exit and disappearing into the woods. Mary Curry is a spokeswoman for the Golden Gate Bridge, and she joins us now. Ms. Curry, I take this was a first.
Absolutely, this was a first, and it was quite a event for us at the Golden Gate Bridge, very unique. You know, it's just one of those that you just can't believe it happened.
Well, from the beginning, what happened? Where did the deer come from?
Well, the it's a young deer, and as the listeners may or may not know, we're anchored in National Park on both sides of the Golden Gate Bridge. We sit in the lands of the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. So it's not atypical to see deer on the north side of the Golden Gate Bridge in the Marin County. And the deer came down from an area known as the Marin Headlands, and it could not find its way back into the hills of the Marin Headlands and ended up in our southbound roadway. And we made some attempts, our patrols made some attempts to try to redirect the deer, but it began its gallop down the southbound lanes. So we immediately provided a traffic break, and we literally escorted the deer across the Golden Gate Bridge to ensure safety for the deer and our motorists.
So this is a DOV, I guess. You created a special HOV lane for the deer.
It remained in the curb lane and traveled under the speed limit. And it did dart through our electronic toll collection lane and was read as a violator because it did not have its electronic tag in the vehicle.
This was a smart deer that got in the
right.
fast track lane.
We would be forgiving the $4 toll that we would normally charge, though.
Well, the animal exited at 19th Street. Is that, a wooded area on the other side of the national park then?
As you proceed south of the Golden Gate Bridge, there is the Presidio lands, which are adjacent to the Golden Gate National Recreation Area, and it bounded off into the Presidio property, and that's where we still believe it is now. There aren't any deer in that area, so it's on its own now, which is a little bit of concern, but the Park Service is going to continue to monitor the area, and if there is a way to return the deer to the north side of the bridge, they're certainly going to consider it, but they don't know that that will be able to actually happen.
And for those who aren't familiar with the geography out there in San Francisco, any other way to get back to Marin without going across that bridge?
Well, you'd have to either swim or take a ferry boat.
I can't imagine swimming. That's banned.
No, it's about 1.7 miles is the length of the bridge, so the Golden Gate Strait's a little shorter than that, but it'd be quite a swim.
So the deer will either be escorted or will be sprinting in the opposite direction once again.
Although I would note that there's a wonderful golf course located in the Presidio grounds, so perhaps it'll take up residence in the vicinity of the golf course.
Ms. Curry, thanks for talking to us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Mary Curry is a spokeswoman for the Golden Gate Bridge. She was speaking to us about a deer that sprinted across the bridge during the Tuesday morning rush hour. Thank you.